Psalm 119. We have read through the Bible in a year for, I don't know, 40 years or something like that, every single year reading through the Bible. And when we were first saved and started this process, we'd get to the day that we had to read Psalm 119, and I would go, ugh, because it is so long, and it goes on forever and ever and ever. So I didn't like it. So the reading schedule we have now is just takes a part of it, a bit of it. So you just get more from it every day. I love it when it's broken up, because when you read all those verses, what are there, 167 or something verses to it anyway? There are a lot of verses, so I love it when it's broken down. Today's reading absolutely touched me. I loved it. And the older I've gotten, the more I love Psalm 119. If you only had one psalm that you could take with you out of all of the 150 psalms, I think I'd pull Psalm 119. So if you're young and you're saying, oh, Psalm 119, just wait. A few years, you'll appreciate it. Things get better with age, right? Yes, yes. This group should say yes to that. Amen. So we're reading today from Psalm 119, and I picked verses 33 through 38 and 41. And I thought, wow, how beautiful in this day, in this age, in this country. God, teach me lessons for living so I can stay the course. That's what it's all about. God, teach us every single day lessons for living so I can stay the course, so I can stay on your path. Give me insight so I can do what you tell me. My whole life, one long obedient response. Amen. How many of you want to be obedient to God? How many of you, God tells you to do something, so that must not be God, and so you don't do it. And you don't get the blessing because you don't do it. We need to be obedient to Him. We need to do when He shows us to do something. Let's be the people who are honorable. Let's be the people who have faith and say, yes, we believe that's you, God. We're going to do it. Amen. Amen. Guide me down the road of your commandments. I love traveling this freeway. Whoa! His commandments. God, guide me down them. Help me. Show me the way. And I love your freeway. Because when you're on His commandments, you are on a freeway. And that freeway leads to paradise. Is that right? Maybe not everything in this life, but in the life to come. Hallelujah. Paradise, because we followed His way. Give me a bent for your words of wisdom and not for piling up loot. Divert my eyes from toys and trinkets. Invigorate me on the pilgrim way. And when I read that, I thought, I'll just leave that verse out. We were talking about it earlier, Shannon and I. Divert my eyes from the things that I think I need to have, but let me just keep my eyes fixed on you. But we need to pray that every day, because in our own human strength, we might not be able to do that. But we can do it more and more as we're looking to Him and our eyes are fixed on Him, because then our desires become His desires and His ways become our ways. Amen. Affirm your promise to me, promises made to all who fear you. Let your love, God, shape my life with salvation, exactly as you promised. Is that a great section of Scripture, huh? Amen. And it teaches us how to live and how, what kind of a mindset we're supposed to have. And when we do, then there's a thanksgiving that happens in our hearts, and we are then ready to worship Him because our thoughts are on Him, and we become so thankful and so grateful. We become humble when we say these verses. Humble before Him, and so pliable and so thankful and grateful for our salvation. Let's stand and let's say all of these verses together. God, teach me lessons for living so I can stay the course. Give me insight so I can do what you tell me my whole life. Obedient response. Let's do that one again, okay? I fouled it up. You did? Okay, whoever did. Anyway, give me insight so I can do what you tell me my whole life, one long obedient response. We nailed it. Great. Guide me down the road of your commandments. I love traveling this freeway. Give me a bent for your words of wisdom and not for piling up loot. Divert my eyes from toys and trinkets. Invigorate me on the pilgrim way. Affirm your promises to me, promises made to all who fear you. Let your love, God, shape my life with salvation exactly as you promised.